Stranger theme. Street alligators, big anglophile, will navigate us through a change of style. New York,
he's throwing his weight about.
Walk tall, walk straight, spit the world right in the eye. The stronger the wood, the straighter the arrow.
Dismembered hope for me, live elements, cueing the sleaze. Sorry, no dogs, no flags, no shriners, and no amputees.
DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM.
winged boys and sailors to and forth. It were like a storm from the gates of hell. From the crow's nest there came a mighty yell. The captain fought against the wind, trimming sail and ballast, but to no avail. The water sprayed to the sky. All aboard knew they would surely die.
A track called The Unforgiving Sea from Gandalf's Fist. Now, if you've never heard of Gandalf's Fist before, that's not a surprise, but you've heard of Gandalf, I'm sure. You know who Gandalf is from Lord of the Rings. Well, they named the band after his fist. The track is a song called The Unforgiving Sea, and it's taken from Songs from the Solway. And the Solway is a river of some magnitude in Scotland. The Solway Firth, I believe. Not unlike the Firth of Fifth, the classic Genesis track. Anyway, Gandalf's Fist, that's taken from an album that came out in 2011. And it was recently sent out by our good friend Phil. Yeah, who doesn't join us anymore here? I've noticed this. He's out in his camper, doing camping things, and so he's sorely missed. It was a good presence was Phil back in the day. Right, what else did we have in there? We had An Englishman in New York from Godley and Cream, from the History Mix Volume 1, of my favourite albums from the 80s, from 1983. And, a great album. They kind of mixed in some of the older 10cc hits. Kevin Godley and Lowell Cramer, of course, originally from 10cc. And Strawberry Studios and all that kind of stuff. But, basically went their separate ways in 17, 78, I think, 79 maybe, from 10cc. Had the day. And 10cc were a dual personality band. They had the creative side and the pop side. And they don't necessarily go together. Although Eric Stewart wrote their most popular song, I'm Not In Love. And there's some great documentaries on I'm Not In Love and how it was put together using tape and just manually hitting volumes on the mixer to create that lush vocal sound that they have. They could have all done it on a Mellotron, really. I mean, they could do it on a computer these days, but that was back then, 1975 or something. We had to do it all manually. So I guess once they'd done it, that was it. You couldn't do anything else. But that doesn't make it sense. Make any sense if you don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, so it is. It's trying to be nice today. It's Easter long weekend. I hope you're having a good one wherever you are in the world. Tuesday, I'm heading back to Burnaby General for a quick op. Which you don't need to know the details of, other than I'm hopefully be able to go to band rehearsal on Tuesday night. So I'm hoping that will be the case. Yeah, apparently you're not supposed to drive after having that kind of medication, but we'll see. We'll see. What else? All right, so we had Godly and Cream. We had Triumphant in there from their album Spartacus. From 1975, and The Burning Sword of Capus. And the band Drungi, and a track called Olda, not Aldi, but Olda. Aldi's a store. Looked into it, and they're from Iceland. They sound very Nordic, and I thought that is where they were coming from. But they were coming from the land of fire and ice is, of course, Iceland. And I'm trying to pronounce the name of the album. It's called Hamfaria Huggins. And it's according to what it says here, it's 2024. But there, from when I looked it up, it's actually from last year. So, well, that's okay. It's all right. Let's play some more new music. This is a band by the name of Catalyst R. Goats on the Radio is the name of this particular track. And this is from an album that was just released this year called Pace of Change. And let's have a listen and see what they have to sell for yourself. I think it says Ghosts on the Radio. That sounds very ghostly.
Goes on the radio.
Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.
Take what I-